About 50 people, most of them college students, stood in a steady rain on the sidewalk in front of West Springfield High School for about half an hour on Wednesday, holding signs denouncing bullying and bigotry. They were joined by three Muslim sisters who claim they've been harassed at the school because of their religious beliefs.
I've actually been called terrorist, Tawhid, in my class. And the kids say, well, you guys are going to blow up the school? You're going to scream Allahu Akbar and blow our school up?
Najma Hussein, a senior, claims the bullying has taken place since she was in middle school. Her sister, Hebo, also a senior, said she believed Wednesday's protest will help call attention to what they allege is a pattern of abuse.
There's more Muslim students getting bullied, and they're innocent. They're hiding from the principal because they're afraid that they're not going to graduate.
Filsan Hussein, who left West Springfield High School last year after a fight in the cafeteria and enrolled in a private school, said the sisters kept quiet about what was going on until a few weeks ago when they told their story during a panel discussion at Westfield State University.
We always just kept it inside. We always just thought it'd blow over, but then we had enough. And it's scary how it takes so many years for someone to come out after all that we've been through.
Najma and Hebu Hussein are both facing criminal charges stemming from the fight last year with another female student. They declined to answer questions about that, saying they had been told by their attorney not to speak about it. One of the protesters, Susan Swain, a Westfield State student, held a sign reading, "No tolerance for hate." She said she was motivated to attend the protest after hearing the sisters' story.
I like to get involved whenever I see injustices happening. Whenever, you know, there's racism, Islamophobia, I'd like to become a part of the solution for that, you know. It's 2014, we need to move forward.
Westfield State Professor Kamal Ali, who is also vice president of the Islamic Society of Western Massachusetts, organized the protest. He said school officials have reached out to him to discuss the bullying issue.
And that this demonstration was the only reason, more than likely, that they were now in a position to want to chat, to talk, to have a powwow or whatever, which we are absolutely willing to do. But we wanted to make this statement and make it a very public statement that bullying of any student, especially Muslim students, would not be tolerated by our community.
West Springfield School Superintendent Russell Johnston disputed the assertion that the threat of a protest prompted movement toward a resolution.
We've had open dialogue with the leaders of the Islamic Society here in West Springfield. That's been ongoing. If there were continual concerns, we would have appreciated more of an opportunity to continue to dialogue.
Johnston said the West Springfield schools have a strict anti-bullying policy. He said teachers and students starting in the seventh grade are taught about Islamic faith and culture, lessons that include a field trip to a local mosque.
This is an ongoing responsibility that the district has, and we acknowledge that responsibility. We rise to that responsibility, and we will always keep striving to come up with new ways to make sure that we are supporting our students well, that we are understanding the various backgrounds where our students come from.
Johnston would not comment on the allegations made by the Hussein sisters. Reporting from West Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.